Good morning. You know, the holiday of Hanukkah, which we just concluded yesterday, is very unique as Jewish holidays go. Like the Chagim, like Pesach and Sukkot, it lasts for an entire week for 8 days. Like Purim, it's only rabbinically ordained. It does not have Kedushat Shabbat, Kedushat Yom Tov, where we have Isur Malacha. You're allowed to work, you're allowed to drive. So it's kind of in between. On the one hand, it lasts a whole week. On the other hand, it doesn't have the same level of sanctity as the Torah holidays have. And in a way, that makes it kind of difficult to celebrate. And Hanukkah always starts off with a bang. It's very exciting. We look forward to Hanukkah. We purchase the oil, the candles, the wicks. We get the menorahs out. We polish up the silver. And everyone's excited. The gifts are ready. The first night of Hanukkah, the family's together. Everybody leaves work early to get home in time to light bizman. Very, very exciting. And we play dreidel, and we make latkes and sufganiyot. And as the week goes on, there's the mandatory family party. Saturday night, we're at the one side of the family. Sunday, we're at the other side of the family. Everybody is getting together. But as the holiday continues, it gets harder and harder. We did that. We lit again. We lit a third time. Is it the third night? Is it the fourth night? We're losing track. How many days in a row? Davening is longer. There's Hallel. We sang once, we sang twice, but now it's kind of, we did this already. We used that tune yesterday. By the eighth night of Hanukkah, it's difficult to get the whole family together. You can't leave work early again to get home is man. Kids don't want to wait till the father comes home for dinner, so they want to light earlier. And while on the one hand we're going from one candle all the way up to eight candles, when it comes to our ruach, when it comes to our spirit and excitement, we seem to be going in the opposite direction. And this is a challenge that we all face when contemplating, when celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah. So what are we going to do about it? The answer, I believe, is found in yesterday's Kriyat HaTorah. In Kriyat HaTorah yesterday, we start with Bayom HaShmini, the eighth day of the Nesiim, and because we don't want to leave that Parsha in the middle, the ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th, the 12th day, all the Nesiim at the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the dedication of the Mishkan in the desert with Bnei Yisrael. And then we come to the final summary. And the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Pei Dalid, Perek Zayin, and the Pasuk says, Zot Chanukah HaMizbeach Biyom Himashach Oto. This is the dedication of the Mizbeach on the day that it was anointed. And the Torah proceeds to list the sum total of all of the gifts, the 12 Nesiim. They each brought the various things, the silver, the shekel, all the measurements, all the weight, and the Torah adds it all up until finally at the end of the passage in Pasuk, is it Pei Zayin or Pei Chet? At the end, the Torah tells us in Pei Chet, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach Acharei Himashach Oto. Once again, they repeat the phrase, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. This is the dedication of the Mizbeach, Acharei Himashach Oto, after it was anointed, after it was dedicated. So there are two important questions that we should focus on. The first question is, why? The Torah doesn't waste any words. Why in the first place did each korban have to be repeated in its entirety? Why can't the Torah just have said, you know, each Nasi brought the following korban? Here are the 12 Nasiim, this is what they brought in Fartik, we're finished. And if it's not enough that we repeat 12 times each Nasi, then at the end, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach, we're going to add it all up and tell you exactly how many sheep and how many cattle and how much gold and how much... Why? The second question that we need to look at is the slight variation in the beginning of the summary, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach Biyom Himashach Oto, on the day that it was dedicated, to Acharei Himashachoto, after it had already been dedicated. Is this merely two different ways of saying the same thing? Or is there something nuanced, something important that we can learn from this particular variation? Three suggestions. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi tells us that the difference between Biyom and Acharei is simply this. Biyom is teaching us that the Mishkan was dedicated at day. It was during the day that the Chanukat HaMizbeach took place over the period of time. But it was always, the work was always done at day. Acharei Himashachoto, on the other hand, tells us that the Karbanot that each Nasi brought were not brought until after the Mizbeach was consecrated. So first was Chanukat HaMizbeach Himashachoto. It took place during the day. And once that was finished, that process was completed, subsequently did the Nasiim, in order, bring their 12 Karbanot to dedicate the Mizbeach. That's Rashi. The Me'am Loe, citing the Midrash Tanchuma from Parshat Ekev, tells us that really the reason we are repeating all of this and summing it all up is because when Moshe Rabbeinu announced the dedication of the Mizbeach, the Nesiim were quickly remembering that they fouled up once before. Go back to Sefer Shemot, and it was announced there's going to be the Yichuli Truma, there's going to be a dedication of a temple, everyone should bring their gold and silver. And the Nesiim figured, listen, let's let everybody have their chance, and whatever doesn't get brought, we'll fill in. Everybody bring, and then we'll come at the end and fill in what's missing. And of course the Torah tells us that Bnei Yisrael brought and brought and brought until Vehoter, they had leftovers, there was too much stuff, and the Nesiim missed out. So when it came time to build the Mishkan, they didn't have a chance to dedicate. Their name wasn't on the wall. They made sure when it was time to actually consecrate the Mizbeach, on the very first day, Biyom Himashachoto, the Nesiim came. And the Nesiim got there, and each of them had their karban. But Hashem told Moshe, you can't bring 12 on the same day. Bring them one day after another. And so now we sum it up and add it all together, says the Me'am Loes. We bring it all together to make the point that each and every sacrifice was chaviv in the eyes of Hashem. Each one was beautiful, each one was desired, each one was important, equally important, even though they were brought over a period of 12 days. So Biyom, they were all brought on the day. Each one is repeated and mentioned and added up together because they were all equally valuable in Hashem's eyes. But Acharei Himashachoto, because they were brought over a period of 12 days. That's the Me'am Loes. Now let me share with you an unbelievable insight from the Kutzker Rebbe. The Kutzker Rebbe says as follows, and I'm going to quote, Gam acharei himashach oto, even after the consecration, the appointment, the dedication is complete, listen carefully, al ha'adam lehargish ki biyom Chanukat HaMizbeach. Even after the dedication is finished, even after the ceremony is complete, you have to feel at the end of the day like today was the day that the Mishkan, that the Mizbeach was consecrated. Kol yom yiyu beinecha kachadashim ze yisod ha'avodah hahitchadshut hepech milimudah. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, unbelievable thought. The hitchadshut, the sense of newness, of dedication, of brand new, of novelty, is the exact opposite of that sense of routine, of repetitious, of daily, of on and on again and again. And the yisod of avoda, the service of Hashem, the love of Torah, is encapsulated in a feeling that even acharei himashachoto, Even after the dedication period is long over, the band has packed up, the men are sweeping up the floor, the party's over, and you still feel that excitement that it's the beginning of the evening, the beginning of the event. That's the way you have to feel. You have that hiskachuk. You have that sense of newness, of novelty, of excitement, even after it's become routine, it's become normalized. This, my friends, is pshat in the pasuk. Zod Chanukah tam is beyach acharei himashach oto. The 8 days of Chanukah, as we described earlier, we move from an hitchatshut. Chanukah tam is beyach, we're singing the hallel, we're dancing, we're giving out gifts, we're spinning the dreidel, we're eating the latkes. And that hitchatshut, even as we add to the light each night on the menorah, mosi faholeh, over the course of the week, our spirit begins to become weaker. It's routinized, it's normalized, it's just routine. And we lose out, we lose that feeling. And the message of Chanukah is that we have to take that which is routinized, that which is normal, that which is done every day, and give it an element of spark, of flavor, of excitement, of novelty, and of newness. How do we do that? How do we do that? Boys, I want you to listen carefully. We're sitting here, it's the end of December, we have a few more days of classes till we have midterms. The newness of the school year is past. The excitement of, oh, it's a new year, new things happening, new schedules, new courses. It's been routinized. Where's the excitement? Where's that feeling of biyom himashach oto? It's a new activity, it's a new opportunity. How do we take that which has become routine, day in, day out, the schedule, the homework, the test? How do you take the daily life, the learning of Torah that we do every day here, and maintain that spark, and make it be mosif aholech, malin bakodesh, as we light more and more candles each day? And I believe that the answer lies in the very end of yesterday's laning. When we finish Parshas Naso, and we finish Moshe Rabbeinu describing all that he did in terms of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, we continue to read the beginning of the next Parsha B'Halotcha. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber El Aron V'Maratoh Elov B'Halotcha Teneirot. And it goes on to describe the lighting of the menorah. The Nesiim had their dedication. This is Aaron's chance. And everyone knows the famous Rashi. Why doesn't it say Bahadlikcha Taneirot? Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Not Lahalot Ner Shel Chanukah. And Rashi quotes, everyone knows the famous saying, Ad Shetehei Shalhevet Olam Eileha. How should you light it? You should light it until the flame is going up by itself. You don't just touch it and let it kind of flicker on. You keep the shamash there until the candle is completely burning. My friends, isn't that what today is all about? What is our chinuch? What is our experience at RTMA? If not, that we take that sense of acharei mashach oto, it's routinized, we're well into the school year, and we give it a sense of excitement beyond himashach oto. And we bring wonderful Chanukah experiences, a chagiga and a kumzitz with Eitan Katz. And we bring special shiurim and special speakers and films about Israel. And we develop a spirit and a sense of loyalty to Medina Yisrael and a sense of belonging to Klal Yisrael. And we awaken all of these feelings, and we sing Hallel together, and we dance together, and then we bring our fathers down, and we learn Torah together. Children with their fathers, with their Rabbeim. This is B'halotcha Taneirot, Ad Shetei Shalhevet Olam Eileha. This is how B'yom Himashach Oto remains, even Acharei Himashach Oto. And one final thought I'd like to add of my own. Zot Chanukah Tamizbeach. Look around. The word Zot appears more than 150 times in the Torah, not including the Navi and Ketuvim. It's a powerful word. V'zot ha-Torah asher asa Moshe. Zot recognizes Zot ot ha-Brit. This is the covenant. This is the Torah. Zot chanukat ha-Mizbeach. We have to take that sense of V'zot. This is it. Fathers and sons learning Torah together with their children's rabbeim. Coming to the yeshiva, learning about Torah, learning about the world, learning about Yom Tov, and experiencing it together. May we all be zocha to come together each and every year, to learn together, to daven together, most importantly, to fulfill our jobs as mechanchim and as parents. Ad shetehe shalhevet olam eileha, until everybody is growing and the flame is burning bright. Each child independently, individually accomplishing to his and achieving to his potential, and at the same time, doing so in a way where we can say, Biyom Himashachoto, we have excitement, we feel new, we feel delighted and elated at the wonderful opportunities that we have together. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Can you call on Ellie Weiss, please, to lead us in the